This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a list in Fortune magazine that I saw at the end of last year, the 10 fields with the most job openings. You had a couple of different healthcare jobs, of course. There were some software jobs, developers and network administrators as well, but also sales, just straight ahead selling whatever it is that your company makes. That is, there's more demand for salespeople than there is supply to fill it, which is really bad because for most companies, no sales means no revenue. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Everything at Daxco is heavily branded.
Beth Wolf is the talent acquisition specialist at Daxco, a software company in Birmingham. Daxco is growing, so Wolf is recruiting for two sales jobs. At her desk, she pulls out a small stack of resumes. She's got notes scribbled all over them.
You know, this one I wrote kind of like uses a lot of buzzwords. So, somebody who kind of has done their homework about like what to say about sales and, you know, knows all the right words, but didn't have a whole lot of substance.
Filling these positions is very much on the front burner, Wolf says.
We consider our sales and our tech roles right now to be like our highest priority as far as like filling, because obviously without those sales, we're not going to stay afloat.
She says she doesn't think it'll take more than another couple of weeks to hire some folks. That's the hope anyway, because here's the challenge. You've got your salespeople and your tech people. But finding that person who's both?
I mean, there are fantastic salespeople out there who just have a hard time picking up on the tech.
Brent Thompson is managing partner with Peak Sales Recruiting. His company places people in all kinds of sales jobs. But he says the tech sector is especially hungry for top talent.
The demand is extremely great. Although there are a lot of people in sales, that does not mean they are all good.
Part of that's because technology is constantly changing. But also, sales isn't what it used to be either.
There's still some people who think it's somebody who tells cheesy jokes and walks in with coffee and donuts, but I think the world has evolved.
Now, he says, buyers are a lot more educated, and they want more substance, less dog and pony show. But old stereotypes die hard, and that's keeping a lot of would-be salespeople out of the profession. The University of Alabama at Birmingham's Center for Sales Leadership is where students learn to sell.
We are assertive, but we are not overbearing. If they say no, we don't pull our hammer out and hit them over the head. We can ask them questions.
John Hansen is director of the program. In class, he tells students how to handle rejection, what to do when a buyer says, I don't have time to think about it right now, and how to move in for the close without seeming pushy. The students laugh because pushy is exactly what comes to mind when they think about salespeople. But also, Hansen says, a lot of students see sales jobs as way too much pressure.
Graduating students are nervous. The majority of students we have in the program, even though they've chosen sales, they're still a bit nervous about the fact that a large percentage of their compensation may be tied to how they perform.
Jeremy Barnes is a senior at UAB. He's majoring in industrial distribution with a minor in mechanical engineering. Just the kind of student a tech company would snap up for sales. But to that, he says, no thanks.
Coming into this, I kind of knew I'd never wanted to be a salesman.
He used to sell home security products. He says it wasn't for him.
Even though I believe I'd be great at it, the pressure of it, and I think there's other skills I have that can help me in other ways.
For one thing, he says he didn't like pushing people into buying stuff so he could have more money in his pocket. And he says these jobs, especially the entry-level ones, seem like revolving doors.
I'm more looking for security. I really am, long-term security.
So if that means being the middleman between the sales staff and the engineers, he'll take it. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.